Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess, and we're going to dive right into Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. Cynthia, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley, I'm great.
Hey, glad to have you on. You know, you and I were talking the other day about how design has really impacted, you know, our society and how it's really relevant. I think it might be a fourth show in this triptych. I might have to add another one to the idea of the art of design and its impact, yeah, especially with cars, you know?
Exactly. Well, listen, I hope everybody will come out this Thursday night because I'm a part of a really fun event talking about just that, how design influences every aspect of our lives, even the cars we drive. I've partnered with Ford this Thursday, November the 29th, and the event is called From the Runway to the Driveway, and it's celebrating the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Ford's senior interior designer, Anthony Prozzi, will lead an interactive discussion to discuss the design process and how, regardless of industry or the final product, designs draw from similar inspiration. Now, I've helped paired Ford up with some Dallas designers, and so in this panel discussion will be Con Nugent from NACA, Isabel Varela of Isabel, and Trudy Cresswell from Saks Fifth Avenue. So we're going to have some cocktails and just a fun discussion about fashion and how it influences everything from the houses we live in to the clothes we wear and the cars we drive. It's free. There's going to be cocktails, yummy bites, great people watching. It's at Ocean Prime this Thursday at 7 o'clock. I hope everybody comes out.
Definitely. You know, what's more important almost than cocktails, except for sometimes, is really supporting, you know, our local businesses, you know, and I think you've discussed, you know, the concept of how it's not only important, but it's responsible. And so is there anything going on that we can really support our local, you know,
Absolutely.
Businesses?
Well, American Express sponsored Small Business Day this past Saturday on November 24th, but I encourage everybody to keep that theme going throughout the holiday season. And one of the ways you can do that here in Dallas will be this upcoming weekend, Thursday through Sunday, at the Dallas Handmade Arts Market located in the Design District. They're going to host their first annual holiday show featuring over 40 handmade artists representing 26 different mediums like pottery, hand-blown glass, quilting, leather goods, all kinds of things. And it just aims to bring local artists together, and it's going to be a fantastic place to find some really unique holiday gifts and support local artists. The event is free and open to the public. And for more information, you can go to DallasHandmade.com.
You know, another thing that's really been interesting in Dallas recently is the new Kyle Warren Park, and I like to call it the downtown park. I think it kind of works because it's not as long, but it's a really great environment.
Well, most people are just calling it the park, and it's the new Clyde Warren Park, which is where they decked over Woodall Rogers, sort of uniting uptown with downtown, and they're hosting a really fun event this coming up Friday, and they're basically encouraging people who work in the downtown or uptown area to take a long lunch and walk over to the Clyde Warren Park and enjoy just the park and all of its activities this Friday. There's going to be activities including a free concert, food trucks and concessions, programming. The dog park will be open, fitness options, and all kinds of things. So they just really want people to get out, enjoy your coworkers and your community, spend some time in the park, and just enjoy everything that Dallas has to offer.
That's awesome. How was your Thanksgiving, Cynthia?
Well, it was fantastic because I went to my sister's who did 99% of the work, and all I had to do was show up with some pies that I picked up from Breadwinners, so I got off super easy. The only bad part was the next day when I kind of realized that I had no leftovers. That was kind of a bummer because sometimes that's the best part.
Yeah, especially with turkey and dressing, it's very good leftovers. You can't make a bad sandwich that way.
Absolutely. Well, my only saving grace is that there were lots of, restaurants doing like gourmet turkey sandwiches with cranberry sauce. And so I still got to fit it in.
I
love the whole turkey and dressing theme. It's fantastic.
We should do that like once a week.
I love it.
Let's do it.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. Thank you for asking. I got to see some family and do some stuff. And funny thing is, I didn't have any turkey, but I'll explain that off the air. But my family apparently doesn't like turkey, and I got to find that out. But
have
I love them.
Figured this out?
Yeah, I love them. I love them, though. They're family. But no turkey for me.
Like your last guest said, it is movie season. So throughout this holiday season, I'm looking forward to spending some quality family time at the movies.
Oh, that's awesome. You'll have to tell me what you see and tell me if you like it. So, you know, if y'all have any questions or if you have any thoughts or you want to know more about, an event that Cynthia has been talking about, you really need to go to www.ososcynthia.com.
Yes.
ososcynthia.com. Love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I have information on all the events we talked about tonight, as well as a plethora of others. And, of course, this time of the year, there's like 20 things going on every day, tons of holiday activities. And the best part, Ashley, is that, I mean, everything we talked about tonight, free of charge. So there's no reason to not get out and do something and experience the city. Even if you're just window shopping, it's just fun to get out and be a part of the holiday and what's going on and just feel the energy of the city. Dallas is a fantastic place to live, and I'm thrilled to be here every Sunday and tell your readers all about it.
Well, thank you so much, sweetheart, and I appreciate you, and you have a really great evening.
Thanks, Ashley. Talk to you next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday. You know, it's great when Cynthia comes on because we get to know everything that's going on, and she's going to be on next Sunday to tell us everything that's going on in Dallas, so there's never a dull moment. Also, we're going to be diving into commercials and the impact that commercials and advertising have on us socially and generational, and the generational impact of those. As well as I'm going to have the interview with Val Kilmer, and we're going to be talking about how he is actually being reinventing himself from point A to point B and where that's gotten him, and some really interesting stuff that you're only going to hear on Perspectives. And last but not least, you know, you want to live your true life. You don't want to live someone else's life. You want to live your own. So it's all about you. It's about doing what's right by you and finding the meaning in life that's so important. And don't lose out on the small things. Even though the small things might seem small, they could be the biggest, most impactful and emotional and wonderful things that happen in your life. So have a great night, and I will see you next Sunday at 8 p.m. here on Perspectives. We got a lot of things coming up. Looking forward to it. Good night.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.